Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, everyone in the family seemed to know there was something strange about Grandma's house. They just didn't talk about it. But it wasn't until he was left there alone that he realized just how frightening the house could be.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching the program, whether it be on YouTube. We are back on YouTube, by the way, Real Ghost Stories Online. If you're one of the 70,000 or so that subscribed originally over the last decade, go ahead and go back and do it again. We have returned to the YouTube. Please do check that out. And you can watch us there on YouTube. Only on our YouTube is where the video is. So if you want to watch the show, we are there. No just flat-out audio on YouTube anymore. It's just 100% us in the studio. So you can go and put yourself through that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Todd and Carol with you on today's edition of the program. And how is everyone?
I have something that's not paranormal that I'd like to share because it felt so paranormal.
Okay.
So the other night I let my dog out and I have a very big backyard. And even with my patio light on, it doesn't go all the way to the back fence.
Mm-hmm.
So if the moon's good, I can see all the way at the back, right? So Benji is black and he's 15 pounds. And so he can get lost in my backyard. He can't get out. But sometimes it can be hard to find him. So the other night, he's not coming in. So I keep a flashlight by the back door so I can go out and look for him. So I hobble out there because I had a freaking hip replacement. And me and my cane, we go out there and this fog had come in. So now it's foggy in my backyard. And I'm like this looking for my dog with a flashlight. Can't see him anywhere. And then in the corner of my yard, it was, I don't know what kind of animal it was, but it looked like their eyes were lights.
Ooh.
Like they were orange, like, and they're just staring at me. And Benji is not coming back. He's not coming back. And I'm like, it's like 10 o'clock at night. Who do I call? I can't go back. I want to go back in the corner and see what it is, but these two eyes are staring at me.
Was it low to the ground?
Yeah. Yeah, it was on the ground.
So was it a possum maybe?
It had to have been some kind of animal. So I'm like, is it an animal that just killed my dog? Because I can't find my dog.
It's
going to
sit there with blood dripping down.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I don't know if I want to walk back into that corner. Will it attack me? I don't know what this thing is. And I think I do so many ghost stories. And what was the thing in the woods? And
right.
Like, I am convinced that this is horrible. And it felt like I'd been out there forever, but probably it was at least 5 minutes I was looking for him as a cripple with my cane. And then I turn around and the dog is right by my legs. I don't know how he got there. I don't know where he came from, but he wasn't deceased. But this, and the whole time, and I turn around once more, and that it's just two eyes. I can't see any shape of anything, nothing else. All I could see was two eyes watching me the whole time.
So when you finally noticed that he was by your side.
He's fine.
Were the eyes gone? Like, nope. They were
still watching.
Oh, they were. Because I was going to say, maybe it was your dog. Like, he morphed into a monster in your backyard.
No, he
that's
did no
a
morphing.
Possibility.
No, of course, that's where happened. I go with. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But it was so weird because I'm like, okay, I know this situation is not paranormal, but there is something staring at me that looks like it's orange lights, but it's two eyes that are staring at me and not moving. So I'm going to guess it was a possum or something like that. It happened a while back in one of my sheds. I'm looking for Benji and I'm like, there's two eyes.
The murder she shed?
No, it wasn't
the other shed. What do you call the other shed? Does the other shed have a name?
The non-murder she shed.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Satan's portal.
Wow.
No, that is the murder she shed. For real.
Carol, it was just me. I had your dog.
Oh. But were you keeping Satan. Him safe?
Oh, God.
Say, Carol, you got to understand. Look, we... As much as you think we're getting a lot of souls down here, it's actually slowed down a little. So what we're doing to make up for it is, you know, find some stray dogs, bring them down. We need some more souls. And... To be completely honest, I almost took yours the other night, okay?
Oh.
Because you got to think about that. I mean, it was you were the dog. I let you both go. I'm like, oh, that's Carol from the Ghost Story show. I like her. So I let you both live. That
so
was not
was,
a possum.
It was your eyes I was looking at in the
it was
of my
head. It was just my eyes. Sometimes okay. I look like a rabid possum. Sometimes I play dead. Sometimes I bite children's throats near, you know, playgrounds and such. But, you know. That's just a typical Tuesday for me. I am the Prince of Darkness, so, you know. But I let you go. Let's just, you know, just keep in mind, I might be having a slow day, and one of these nights it might be you or the dog whose soul I bring back to the great beyond.
Okay.
That's like kind of spooky. I like to try, it's like trying to try spooky. Did that scare you?
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, here's a song from the Real Ghost Story Singers all about your situation. Here on K-Hell. You thought there was K-Love. This is K-Hell.
The moon is hanging low tonight. The shadows start to creep. My little dog is barking at the darkness way too deep. He pulls against the leash. His eyes are filled with fear. But something in those bushes calls him. Something evil drawing near. I hear that voice, so smooth and cold, whispering through the trees. Come here, little one, leave her behind. Come dance with me.
Oh, my little Benji.
Cane slipping in the dew. He's getting closer to the edge where the nightmare bushes grew. Satan laughs from the darkness. Trains his soul and I let him go. My heart is torn in pieces. Cause I love that dog more than I know. Is it worth it? Could I do it? Give my life. What is
Who aren't watching the video, Tony danced half of that with his dog. My dog, however, is like, I ain't coming in for that damn song.
All the more reason to join the YouTube. You can watch me dancing with dogs.
Yeah.
It's like Dances with Wolves, except it's Dances with Golden Doodles.
I mean, yeah. Carol, I think you and I just had a prelude to the wedding night when he's dancing with his new wife. I mean, that's pretty much what we are seeing there.
Well, I thought you meant he's going to take his dog to the wedding.
I mean, maybe.
With the dog instead maybe. Of his wife.
I wish it was socially acceptable.
Oh, my God. I just remembered something. So I had a dream the other night about your wedding.
Okay.
And all this shit
and
was
now,
going wrong.
Carol's dreams.
Oh, great. Here we go.
All this stuff was going wrong.
It's like
for
Dad's
me.
Dark thoughts.
Yep. Not for you, but it was for me. So I'm running late. My outfit's not working. In fact, your wife gave me an outfit for a winter wedding.
Oh.
And told me to wear it. And I'm like, it's summer. I can't wear this, but that's what we're supposed to wear. And then come to find out, she's like, I didn't realize I ordered that. Now I'm stuck in the winter outfit.
What the hell are you but taking at night?
Right. Well, who knows?
You just had hip surgery. So, yeah.
This might have been when I was still taking the horrible medication.
That's right.
So I'm running late. I run into the wedding and you guys are both in place, but you are getting married. You two are inside a hot tub. And like, you guys are getting married while you're in a hot tub? And you're
yeah, that's a new thing.
Of course we are. And I'm like, isn't it going to be weird to get out? Because you're soaking wet and nobody else is soaking wet.
Everybody's going to be in ice baths, actually. We're just going to have their own little ice bath that they have to get into.
And you guys are like, and we've got towels. And I'm like, but do you go change like before the dinner or the dancing? No, because we're going to want to get back in. So... It was very strange. You guys are at the wedding and you're just dripping wet.
And that's not a bad idea.
You're in bathing suits. And you guys are like, and?
What? Yeah. Yeah. What? Well, you know. Yeah. I see that being very appropriate in the restaurant.
Right.
A big but old nobody, hot tub right there.
The funny thing is nobody seems weird because I'm running in late. Everybody else is in their places.
Yeah.
And everybody seems perfectly fine with it. I'm like, you sure you want to get married in a hot tub? It just seems kind of weird.
Non-traditional, you know? Why not? Why not have a hot tub?
Wet the rest that is, of the wedding.
Yeah, I would say that sounds like some fun medication.
In fact, bring some with you to the wedding. Bring to send some home with me, please.
I may think I'm in a hot tub if I take some of that.
I have like, extra
Tony, you're not in a hot tub.
No, the funny thing is, I don't think it had anything to do with medication. That's just the kind of weird dreams that I actually
God dang
have.
It, girl.
I hear it. Let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
This is Manuel from Northern California, Winters, California, actually. Anyway, I wanted to call you guys back again and share a couple of stories when I was very young. It's when I first, some of the first memories I ever had of paranormal experiences. I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I had a grandmother that lived in Pinole, which was about 10 miles from where we lived in San Pablo. And I used to stay weekends with her, and she was always really nice to me, and I would love to stay on weekends because she cooked me whatever I wanted or whatever. She was a really sweet lady. Anyway, I remember staying with my grandmother when I was very young, and I remember she lived in a pretty good-sized house, and my two uncles lived there as well, and they worked in the evening, so it was always me, my grandmother, and I alone. And when I was a little kid, we'd go to bed, and I remember my grandmother was devoutly religious, Catholic, and she would always say her prayers. And when we lay down at night in bed, I could hear like people talking and people walking, and it used to terrify me, but I slept in bed with my grandmother, and she used to tell me, oh, God will protect us, don't worry. So I'd snuggle up to her, I'd fall asleep, and I'd forget about it. But I remember, you know, every time I'd stay over there, I'd always be scared when we went to bed because I could hear these noises and things. So about a year later, my parents separated, and my mother, my sister, and myself were staying at that house with my grandmother. And they had a little TV room type thing, and it had a couple of day beds and a little, I don't know what you'd call it, a little couch type thing. But anyway, so my mother was sleeping on a day bed, and my sister was sleeping on this little couch thing, and I was on the other side of the room. It was in a big room, but it had these three little bed couch type things. But anyway, and there was a TV in there, and we all fell asleep. And I remember in the middle of the night, my mother waking me up. She was real calm, but she looked scared. She woke me up. She woke my sister up. And I said, you know, what's the matter? And she says, come on, come on. And as I was getting up, I looked up, and it had those sliding closet doors. They're pretty typical that we have them in the place where we live now, but they're just two doors. They kind of hang on a track and they slide, and the door was slowly opening by itself. And I'll never, it just, you know, you're a little kid, you don't know what to think. It scared my mom. She didn't want to panic us. So she got us up, and, we went into my uncle's room, and he happened to be home that evening. I don't know why, but she went in and woke him up and told him, hey, the closet door is slowly opening and then closing. And he looked at us and told us, it does that all the time. Don't worry about it. And of course, you can say it does that all the time. Don't worry about it. But it scared us. So we all went into the living room and we slept in there that night. And I remember just a lot of bizarre stuff happening in that house. That's not the end of the story. I know it's running long. So a few years later, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 years later, my grandmother passed away. And, my mother and father, I believe, were back together at that time. And my mother and my sister were already at some other relative's house heading to the funeral. And me and my dad were at my grandmother's house. And my dad was ironing my clothes for the funeral. And he put the iron too hot, and he, like, burned through the pants that I was supposed to. I didn't have anything else with us to wear except for my little grubby play clothes. So my dad, you know, this was a long time ago. Nobody would ever do this now. But he told me, you know, you're just going to have to stay here, and everybody will be back here, you know, after the funerals. They'd always come back and they have a bunch of food and stuff. He said, just stay here and watch TV. And, you know, I didn't even think twice about it, really. I wasn't really thinking about ghosts. I had had some experiences in that house, but it wasn't the first thing on my mind. So I went in that room, the room where the door was open. It was the middle of the day, so it wasn't, you know, didn't freak me out. If it would have been nighttime, I don't think I would have stayed. But anyway, I was laying there watching TV and I fell asleep. And I remember something jerked me awake and I heard all these voices and the cabinets opening and closing in the kitchen. And I thought, oh, good, everybody's back. So I got up and I went across the hall to use the restroom, came out of the restroom, and then there was a little bit of a hallway. And then to the left was, you turned into a hallway to the left, and then to the right was the kitchen. And I remember being happy. I thought everybody was back. And I turned and I walked into the kitchen, and the kitchen was ice cold. And I remember I got this overwhelming, terrifying fear that just ran. It's giving me goosebumps right now. I remember never being so scared in all my life. You could just feel a presence in that kitchen. It scared the hell out of me. I ran out of the house and I was on the front porch. I didn't know what to do. I had, you know, this was before cell phones or anything. And the only phone, it was close to the door, the phone. And it was, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Napoleon Dynamite, where he had that phone with the long cord. Well, they actually had one like that. The cord would reach all the way outside. And it was hanging on the wall right next to the kitchen. And I waited on that front porch for probably about two and a half hours. And then I heard the phone ringing. And I knew it was somebody checking on me because it had been hours and nobody had called or come by. So I ran in the house and I grabbed the phone and I ran out the door. And I was just panicking, screaming. It was my mother on the phone. And I was just freaking out, telling them to come and get me. I ran in and hung the phone up and I waited outside. And then when they came, I was just freaking out. It was one of the scariest experiences. I mean, when I think about it, it's still terrifying. Just it was cold and there was something. You just felt this presence. It was scary. Anyway, that was an experience I had when I was very young, and it stayed with me. I think about it all the time. I still have others. I have paranormal experiences pretty frequently. I don't know if I'm on the right channel or what, but something weird about me, right? Pick things up. But anyway, thanks, guys. Appreciate the show. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that one with us. Thoughts on all that?
Holy crap.
Right?
That Can you imagine terrifying. Being a kid and dealing with that by yourself after, you know, you're supposed to be at a funeral, which is kind of spooky in itself. And then that happens at the house while everybody's gone?
Well, it's his grandmother's funeral.
Right.
And he's not able to go because his dad burned a hole in his pants, not his fault. And he's like, you can just stay home. And, you know, everybody else gets to go to the funeral, which isn't fun either. But he's had weird experiences at grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Everything
and also the uncle
so
go and the uncle going, oh, you know, don't worry about it. It's no big deal when the closet door is opening and closing.
Right.
That's like the typical uncle response of the 1970s and 80s.
Yes,
it's fine.
Right.
There's nothing. Yep. It's good. Whatever. You know.
You're scared? I'll give you something to be scared about.
Yeah.
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 Right.
And maybe that's true.
Just
I mean, maybe.
Creepy. Creepy.
Yeah. Here's an interest. That doesn't probably apply. But the thought on kind of that line of thinking of like, I'll give you something to be scared about. You know, people who are throwing that out there probably have their own deal of trauma that is unresolved that they've not, that's lingering with them. And when you're in an environment like that growing up, you know, on a regular basis and you got kind of your own shit, you're probably not necessarily paying a lot of attention to the oddities of the world of paranormal and things of that nature. It's if you are able to pay attention to it, I mean, it's either going to be really, really impactful and really like obvious, or you have that much time on your hands or awareness or lack of other shit going on that's impacting you emotionally, that is standing out to you. If it's more subtle, that kind of makes some, I think that makes some sense in terms of what, you know, what's really important, what's holy shit to these kids, to the uncle that's probably gone through some shit. It's like, yeah, what the fuck ever.
Right. Exactly. I was just going to say real life was scarier than the closet door opening and closing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. So, I mean, the perspective is interesting there. And it's not like, you know, I don't think it's like at heart, like, you know, you're lying, or it's just like, you know, you don't know trauma. You don't know fear.
How fear works.
If that's what you're fearing, you know, that's
right.
You know, It's like, you got to go on Todd's Porch Games, you know, that sort of
Todd's Porch Games.
That uncle would be one of the top contenders, sure, on the Porch Games.
He would be. Contenders. That's what they called him, too, on American Gladiators. Contender one, ready! Gladiator one, ready! Yep. I think that's coming back, isn't it? There's a new version, I think. I saw a preview the other day.
Do we really need it?
I don't know how many times they've done this damn thing, but... Yeah, I mean,
I think, remember there used to be the Battle of the Network Stars. Do you remember that, Carol?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what they battled. Was it like a gladiator?
Tug of war, and it was all sorts of stuff that they played.
It wasn't as intense as gladiators.
No, not at all. But I'm thinking we could do celebrity gladiators or celebrity Todd's Porch Games, where it's like you have celebrities come on to play to see who can actually do it.
That'd be great.
It's a really good idea, Todd.
It's produced by the same people who made Circus of the Stars. I think that would be.
Exactly.
We'll get a trapeze in there at some point, and it's like, wow, this is amazing. Yeah.
Andy Griffith in a leotard swinging on the trapeze. Like, did we need that back in the day? I don't know.
Yes,
you don't know what you don't know. I was like, wow, we did.
We're going to give you your TV show. We're going to sign a contract. You're going to make money. But part of the deal is you're going to have to train elephants for the network stars, the circus thing. So just, you know.
Just so you know.
I used to love that show. I would watch that all the time when I was little. Damn. Like Circus of the Stars.
I forgot about that.
Does it get much better?
Scott Baio gets shot out of a cannon, you know.
I mean, really, does television, I think we reached our peak there, and then it's all been kind of just downhill since then. It's like Circus of the Stars was the crescendo of television.
Because now we're at Dancing with the Stars, and are they stars?
We're not that.
You can't even find, like now, like a new season of Dancing with Stars, I'm like, these people?
We consider stars is considerably different as well.
That's the thing. Yes.
Yeah. It's quite a different world. I think you bring back the circus, you bring back some hoops of fire and elephants, it might step on a few people. And I think you got a television show. Especially the stepping on people part. That would be
right.
That'd be good.
That'd be fun. All right. I think that'll wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your ghost stories with us, do so. 855-853-4802 is the phone number to call in and share it with us, which instantly, that's the only phone number I know today. I was saying it is the only phone number I remember. I don't know anybody else's phone number other than that and my own. That's how it works. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.